News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, there are calls for the Minister for Justice to address concerns in relation to the role the new Garda Commissioner had with the British Secret Service, MI5 particularly. To discuss this, we're joined by Ed Burke, who's Director for the Centre for Conflict, Security and Terrorism at the University of Nottingham. Ed, good morning and thanks for joining us. I read a piece you did in the Irish Times last week where you basically started by saying the new Commissioner must be free from any accusations of conflict of interest. Explain.
I mean, essentially, it's very difficult to get around the fact that Drew Harris has worked in a sensitive intelligence position in another state. Therefore, it leaves him open to political attack, in my view, and that's the problem. I don't think I'm personally not questioning the integrity of Drew Harris. I think he's a man who's demonstrated integrity. And I think we've no reason to doubt his commitment when he took that oath at midnight today. And when he says that he will abide by the Constitution, we have no reason to suspect that he won't.
Oh, indeed. And there is absolutely no question about his integrity at all, Ed. But as an Irishman and as an international specialist in this area, you probably, like the rest of us, was a little bit surprised that, especially from an Irish perspective, that somebody who seemed to come from the old RUC, then the PSNI, a diehard unionist tradition, has been appointed the number one job of the Garda Síochána here. It's something that rankles with even the least Republican of us all.
Yeah, I mean, the RUC obviously have had many fine professional police officers over the years, and they've also had some people who feel more politically in the role. And I think there's been some people in the Garda Síochána as well who there's been outstanding professionals, but there's also been occasionally, problematic individuals within the organisation historically. So look, as a professional police officer, a man has a first-class reputation. However, he also takes over the day-to-day oversight over national security and intelligence operations. And for someone, obviously, he was linked closely to MI5 and working to secure the United Kingdom's sovereign integrity previously, obviously that's going to create some political criticism around that. And I think, to be honest, 99% of his task would be reforming the day-to-day street services, delivering civilian policing that people want to see, whether it comes to reforming the point system, whether it comes to dealing with crime, gang crime, etc. That's what people want him. That's what primarily the Oireachtas and the general public are interested in. So that's why I think you need to separate the intelligence function from the main body of Garda Síochána, because to be honest, it's about time it should be done anyway. It's necessary. It will increase our intelligence capability, but also it will allow Drew Harris to sort of escape what will become, I think, a negative conversation that it means that he'll constantly have to deflect criticism about his previous role.
But there will be a situation, like, he's going to be sitting at a table and he's going to, all the really sensitive state intelligence goes across his desk, and he's going to be sitting looking at that, and it would be nearly impossible for him, he's 53 years of age, to completely disentangle himself from his previous life. Say, oh my God, if I'd seen that bit of intelligence coming across my desk when I was in the RUC or the PSNI, I would have done things differently. Do you know what I mean? Because every state maintains its secret. It must have its confidential secrets. It's state secrets.
Absolutely. The Commissioner of Garda Síochána will be involved in intelligence, and I think we have to accept that. Drew Harris is, first of all, he's an Irish citizen. Again, he's taken an oath that he will be party to very sensitive material, clearly. But when it comes down to the day-to-day running or sort of the active supervision of intelligence operations, and I think that there's some room here for the establishment of a separate cab type agency which reports directly to the minister. This at least can then you can say that in terms of dealing with the overall sort of criticism of his role, if there is a sort of director of intelligence clearly identifiable, that you know that he will be party to that information clearly, but he won't be supervising or sort of actively operationally in command of the day-to-day national security function that is currently part of his remit. So I think, you know, I just think there's room here for a little bit of necessary reorganization anyway, because we
need to. Do you think that decision, very briefly, do you think that decision has already been made?
I would be genuinely surprised if it hasn't been made, because again, I think most people look askance and in terms of conflict of interest, many other EU member states would not, you know, allow this to happen. Yeah. They would regard it as conflict of interest. So I would be surprised if we don't see in the commission.
Okay.
Releasing a recommendation, and if the Department of Justice are not thinking about this already.
I think this will be a subject we'll be returning to. Dr. Ed Burke, the Director for the Centre for Conflict, Security and Terrorism at the University of Nottingham, thanks very much for joining us. Now, coming up in sport, 4 in a row for the Dubs, and what the Watford are joint top of the Premier League. Stay with us for that and a whole lot more.